worship.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment.
Hallelujah, family, hallelujah, glory be to God for his glory. Who want to be where he is? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. This is the fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now. I'm here with What's the Word? Amen. God bless you all, family. God keep you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Family, tonight I'm going to be speaking on living and being intentional in our relationship with God. Amen. Family, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father God, I come to you in prayer to just say thank you, Father. Thank you for another day you have opened our eyes, Father. Father, another day, a good day. I don't care how good it was, how bad it was. Every day you bake, Father, is good. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus covers the people in the Midwest all the way to our East Coast. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for our whole nation. I pray, Father, though, for those that are appointed by you as our nation's officials. I pray, Father, the blood of Jesus over them, that they make right decisions for what's going on in our nation right now, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you use me tonight to be the vessel to share this word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for allowing Pastor E to allow me another night on Women Speak Now to bring a word tonight that someone out there may hear, in Jesus' name, Father. And I thank Father for this broadcast. I thank Pastor E that he has been able to use this broadcast to reach many listeners across the nation, across the world that need to hear that Jesus loves them and need to know that you love them. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we all solidify our relationship with you. Father, I petition my prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Family, tonight, living and being intentional in our relationship with God, I tell you, it's work. It takes work and takes effort, but it's all for his glory. Amen. A definition, family, of intentional. It means something done on purpose, deliberate, meant, intended, calculated, conscious, knowing, and purpose. Family, I tell you, all these words pertain to being intentional in our personal. This is our one-on-one relationship with God and Jesus, because we know all of it. They one. Him and the Father are one. We have to all be seeking more of them. Amen. I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for the relationship I have with him now. But I know, family, that I can and we all can do more. We have to do more. And we must be intentional about seeking more of him now, right now. And we need to, because we need to share him. We need to share him with those who don't know him. And it seems like every day, the wickedness of this world is increasing. People are out here taking lives. They're doing cruel acts to children. Children are coming up missing. They're doing cruel acts to animals. But these are all things God has created. And he has created us to love one another, love children, love animals. Amen. I tell you, there are so many out there they're spending a lot of time in wicked ways. The world, family, this world is full of temptations. But we have to know how to avoid it. How to avoid it by all means. Just say no. You have to stop. Stop what you're doing and ask ourselves, is this lining up with God's will? I tell you, I pray constantly for our younger generations. I pray that they have those little tender ears to hear, I tell you, and that their hearts receive the word of God when someone shares it with them. Amen. I pray that in Jesus Christ's almighty name. And I also pray, family, for us as sharers. I pray that we grow in numbers. We grow in numbers to share Jesus. Because I tell you, there's so many out there. Like he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we have to start, family. We have to start right within our immediate family, within the households, and within our extended families, in our households, with our neighbors, with our neighborhoods, from city, and continue on. Because he's coming back, family, for one church. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to be seeking him. Seek his face. Seek his heart. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. James 4:8 tells us, we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. The thing is, do we believe this? We have to believe. I say, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him. I can't help but thank him for never giving up on me when I was just doing my own thing. And we all should be thanking him too. Amen, family? I tell you, God is good. He is so good to us when we're not good to ourselves. He loves us when we can't even love ourselves and love one another. And that's all he asks. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, to love one another. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, we have to wake up in the morning in the spirit. I wake up in the morning. Every time he opens his eyes again, I wake up just saying, thank you, Lord, before I begin my prayer. Because we have to wake up intentionally seeking him. We got to be seeking him like David. Be after God's heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, I want to know more. I want to know more of our Creator. That's my Lord and Savior. I want to know more. I tell you, I love to hear others on the broadcast when they're sharing the word of God. And any engagements when they're sharing the true living word of God. Because I tell you, it brings revelation to what I'm reading. And it brings joy into my heart. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, all of us should be full of joy. Deuteronomy 6:5, family, tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. We have to be giving him our all. And when we read this, family, and you read it, he's speaking to all of us. He's speaking to our heart. And we know there is only one God. Amen, family? We can only love one God. That's him. Heavenly Father God and Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. And this means loving him. I tell you, we have to love him. We have to love him when things are good. That comes easy. But when things may be hard, we have to love him the same. Our God, he never changes. We have to change. We have to change the way we think. We have to think, change that whatever we're going through, we're not alone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but pray. God is with us. He is with us through circumstances. I tell you, he is so good. He has never left me, never forsaken. I know you said the same thing. Hallelujah. We have to praise him, family. I praise him. I praise him over the world circumstances. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God, he has a purpose. He has a purpose for all of us. All we need to do is seek him, obey him, and get to know him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And the only way to get to know him, family, is through his word. I tell you, family, many don't even really know who God is. Sometimes you can ask people, they don't even know. They can't give you a definition. Somebody will point up there, he's somebody up in the sky. I tell you, we have work to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, family. We must be intentional in his word. We have to plan our prayers. I do. We have to plan our prayers, our study, our devotion, and our worship time with him, where it's just him and you and him and me. Amen. I tell you, God, he don't need no crowd. He speaks to our hearts. We want to make sure that we hear him. Amen, family. You've heard the saying, God's trying to tell me something. That's when you have to be quiet and listen. Listen to the Spirit. Find a quiet place. Some people say find your closet. Closet is a quiet place where there's no distractions, no TV, no music, no children, if at all possible. It's just him and I or him and you. In the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Family, when I go to the Lord in prayer, I like to have a few scriptures, or I like to have a written specific prayer. And I read them to him. And yes, God knows his word is his word. But I read them to him because I want to listen to receive revelation. After I read them to him, I like to just be still and listen. Listen to him speak to my heart. Thank you, Jesus, because every day, Father, family, in the name of Jesus, we have to wake up every day and ask the Lord to give us a clean spirit and a clean heart to begin our day. Amen, family. And when we go to sleep. Amen, family. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been so good. Family, some of us, we may have to sacrifice some sleeping time or some time where we do something else. But we're going to have to sacrifice some time if we want to be intentional and want to hear from our Father. Amen? And we have to be intentional in his word because that's where he speaks to our hearts while we're reading and meditating on it. I thank God that I'm getting to know my Father, our Father, better. Amen? I remember my past pastor of mine in Bakersfield, he told me something very valuable. My mom and I, we were going to Bible study 2 or 3 days a week, and I was like a new creation in Christ. I was just now getting into the Word, had been baptized and received Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And I told him, you know, when in the Bible study, you know, I was listening to people, I told him, I got a lot of learning to do and catching up to do. But I don't care where you are now, just start. Just start getting into his word. And what that my pastor told me, don't you worry about things. He told me, you just keep on doing what you're doing, studying and meditating on his word. He told me because there's some folks that's been in the church, not the church within us, but the church, the building. He said some of them have been on here 20 years and don't know as much as you. You know what? That stuck in my mind because he says, and you cannot open your Bible only on Sundays. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You have to be intentional. If you want to know God, you got to be in his word daily. And they say constantly. Thank you, Jesus. Family, I tell you, that sticks with me. I tell you, back a few years back, Pastor E, Minister Sarayan was on the broadcast. And I thank God, too, for their teachings. You know what? Then, too, I was a new creation and hadn't got into the word on my own as much as I do now. But I tell you, just their teachings and knowing the difference between Mosaic law, Moses, and the now Jesus' grace. Thank you, Jesus. We won't never know these things. We won't know these things if we don't get into His Word. This is why when we're reading and studying and meditating on the Word, we are to take our time, word by word, to receive an understanding. I always say quality over quantity. I tell you, I have tons of books for reading, devotion, and godly books, ministry books, but I can't open them because I know if I want to be intentional, I have to get more into His Word, that one word, the book, the Bible, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for Pastor E and our P2P ministries, and I thank God for all the ministries that I am connected with. I thank them for sharing the true Word of God, because it's pressing us. It's pressing us to move, keep moving upward, to keep elevated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it's holding ourselves accountable to God through His Word. Hallelujah. And I tell you, family, we cannot be ashamed or afraid to ask questions. I tell you, I do. Oh, Jesus. We cannot act like we got it all together, we know it all, because we have to be intentional about His Word. And that's getting an understanding. Because once we get an understanding of what He's speaking to our heart, we can apply it to our lives. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God He's changing me. Because He's changing, because it's a continuous process. It's going to be a continuous process for all of us until we leave here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And family, it's all of our responsibility to take care of our own one-on-one relationship with our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. We can't ride on nobody's coattail. What you don't know, you better get in His Word and find out and let it speak to your heart. Amen. And yes, I tell you, we are to share Him. But how can we share Him when we don't know Him? Thank you, Jesus. Pastor E, he knows. He knows. I won't hesitate to ask Him if I had any clarification for what I'm reading in the Word, because I need to know. I need to get an understanding. I want to know more of God. I want to be intentional on my relationship. Amen, family. We all need mentors. We need mentors in this walk so we don't miss what the Lord is speaking to us, speaking to our hearts. And family, we have to ask ourselves, what's holding us back from being intentional? Ourselves, what's holding us back from our relationship with Jesus? We have to be really ask ourselves, and we have to get out of our own self-way. Sometimes we can deny our own intentional relationship by not putting forth time and effort. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And now, family, we have to do it right now because we're all here to serve Him. Amen. I tell you, I want a job where I can just meditate, read His Word all day long. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, family, and we have to be obedient to His Word and what and when He tells us to do something. I tell you, it may come through other people. Other people may be coming to you, asking you to do something. I tell you, if it lines up with the Word of God, we have to say yes. Amen, family. God is so good. We got to praise Him. Just thank Him. I tell you, we cannot be hesitant on something that's for the kingdom, for the will of God. Family, I tell you, we may have some storms. We all have storms. We may go through a dry season. But with Him, thank you, Jesus, we will endure. I got a plaque up on the wall, and I read it, and I stare at it. Don't quit. It says don't quit, and got a lot of writing underneath it. Don't quit, don't give up, and don't turn back. Don't turn back and do the things we used to do, doing it our own way. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We got to run this race. Run it. Because it's all for God's glory. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we know all things are possible to those who believe. Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, we need him. We need God. We need God in good times, and we need him in bad times. But we need to trust him. We trust him when things, again, I say when things are going well, we trust him. But can we trust him in the storms? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Can we trust him to get us through the storms? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. I tell you, family, we have to let him order our footsteps. Let him be the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Some of these things, family, we won't know until we get into his word and be intentional about this relationship with him. I know he's calling all of us higher. We can look at what's going on around us and know he's calling us higher. He wants us, we got to get out there. We got to do work. We got to share Jesus and let people know to get into that word. He's calling us higher. Sometimes we can all call on him. Lord, help me. We can call on him anytime, and he answers. When we call on him, we got to be specific. Be specific in our needs. Amen. We have to ask him to give us those clean hearts, those clean spirits, to be obedient in his word. And we have to ask them, family, if there's no hating, is there any hating, backbiting, unforgiveness? We have to ask him to purge that out of us. Purge that out of us. We don't need that in our clean spirit. Amen. We want to be the women of God and the men of God that he has created us to be. I think the Holy Spirit convicts us. He convicts me when I'm going left or right. He's our helper. He's helping us to be intentional. I tell you, and helping us to store the word of God in our hearts. As we change our hearts, we cannot have that hard heart. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, family, we must have special time. That special time for just him and you and him and I. We may have to be selfish about our time with him. I tell you, let nothing and no one interfere with it. Amen. God first and everything else will have its perfect time. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Reading, studying, and meditating on his word daily, it renews our minds and our spirits. Prayer and communication with him. Through his word, he expresses so much love for us. And through his word, we can tell him how much we love him. We can give our thankfulness, thanking him. We can let our trust, let it tell him how much we trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we can learn to thank him, family. We can learn to thank him. I don't care what kind of circumstance is going on. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. One of my favorite scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It tells you, in all things, give thanks to the Lord, because that's the will of Christ Jesus for you, and will of God for you in Christ Jesus. We got to thank him. Sometimes when things go bad, we forget to thank the Lord, because you have to know he has you. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, always say, it ain't nothing wrong to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. When we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, we won't think negative. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we have to live righteously. I love as Pastor E family says, make right decisions. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:12 tells us, therefore, do not let sin reign in our mortal bodies, so that you obey its evil desires. If sin sits there for a while, oh, Jesus, I tell you, we are not perfect, family. But if we sin, and we must confess right then, confess and repent of it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, resisting temptation and being intentional on following Jesus. God gives us, he gives us strength. He gives us strength, the strength we didn't, because it's through his will. He gives us strength that we need. I tell you, if we choose to follow Jesus, I tell you, he will give us the strength. Who do we choose? We choose Jesus or we choosing the world? We doing God's will or we doing our sinful lust? We got to make a choice, family, and we have to be intentional in this relationship. Also, family, one thing that helps too, we can also fast along with our prayers. But we got to pray to the Father that if the time is right for us to fast. And most of us, we should be checking with our doctor before we fast. That's the same as starting an exercise program. We got to check with our doctor. Amen, family? But we got to check with them. There's different fasts. I know Pastor Valoris Brooks, she spoke on some fasts before on one of our broadcasts. There's different fasts you can do. If you've never fasted before, you may not want to start on the water only. You may do the juice and broth. Or you may just want to fast and do no red meat. Could be no TV, no social media. I might take next month off social media. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just be intentional in getting his word. But when we pray to the Father, we got to find out the length. Are we going to do the 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 40 days? We can't start at a 40-day when we haven't passed the 1 day. Amen, family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You got to stay in your own lane. Start off low and then build yourself up. And like I said, we got to be intentional in this relationship. Amen. This relationship with him, I tell you, I'm going to say, it brings me peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it brings me freedom. Who the Son says free is free indeed. That's why I like to get up all early in the morning, 4:30. Now the time to change. I can go out 4:30, 4:45. And I can worship, praise, sing. Because, I just feel free. I feel secure. I feel secure in this relationship. I have that trust. Trust, if I believe. I believe in him. And I have hope. I hope this is all through his amazing grace. We got to praise him, family. I tell you, the Lord, he is greatly to be praised. We got to share him. When we share him with others, we got to share from our heart so that they receive their own personal, intentional relationship. Amen, family. They'll go after it. They'll be seeking it, reading his word, meditating on his word, in solitude, praying. I tell you, praying from the heart and asking the Lord, asking God, Lord, Father, to reveal himself. Because through his words, he's speaking to us personally. He reveals himself. Some people don't get into an intentional relationship because they don't want to see that something the Father may reveal to him. But if there's something that needs to be changed, the word of God will change you. Amen, family? Another thing, family, we got to be honest with him. We got to be honest with him and honest with ourselves. We got to let him know what we struggle with, what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are. Because I tell you, he will provide, he will strengthen us up. We got to thank him. Thank him too, family, for what he has provided for us. I mean, from your household to your clothes to the food you put on the table, put in your mouth, just thank him. We have to have family, have a passion. Have a passion for our purpose in Christ. Because we're doing it, we ain't doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for his kingdom. We have to be intentional with God. Being intentional with him can be easy. But some struggle with it because they don't want us to submit. You have to submit.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to die of self. Tells us all the time to die of self, this flesh. Less of me and more Jesus. I tell you, God is good and he is worthy. He deserves our best. Amen. And we have to ask ourselves, are we lining up with his will? Thank you, Jesus. We have to just get up. We can't just get up every morning, getting up, going to work every day. I tell you, or getting up every day, looking at the family. We have to ask ourselves. Those are things that's our responsibility. But we got to ask ourselves, too, what's our purpose in God? Another thing, family, in this intentional relationship, we have to pace ourselves. We don't have to be in a hurry when we're reading and meditating on his word. Sometimes just reading a scripture, 2, 3, and letting him, reading it and meditating, and let him speak to our hearts that we receive revelation of that scripture. I tell you, we can't read his word just going through the motions to say, I have read the entire Bible. I've heard people saying that because you can read the entire Bible, but are you applying it? You got to apply it to your lives, too. He's speaking to us. I'm telling you, I get so excited when I read it because I know he's working on me. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get us a Bible dictionary. A Bible dictionary will help. It'll help. And I like to listen to it. My brother-in-law, he brought me a portable. It's a little small Bible I can put in my pocket when I'm moving around the house or if I'm out walking and I can listen to it. I can go to John, I can go to Psalms, or I can go and I can listen to it too. But the thing is too, family, when we're reading his word and we're meditating on it, sometimes if you don't have the Bible to pronounce all those words, we can go to Google. We can go to Google and hit pronunciation, hit that sound, and know what it's doing. And sometimes I like to just look at the map. I like to see the places in the Word of God, what they're speaking, and see where they are, you know, to where I am. I tell you, I get excited with his word, family. Amen? Because it's being intentional in our relationship with him. Amen? God is so good, I tell you. This intentional relationship, family, it requires time and effort. Yes, family, I know. We all have responsibilities. We have family. Some of us have husbands, wives, children. We have jobs we have to go to that he has provided. But we have to know who makes all this possible. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, he is the author and the finisher. The beginning and the end, the great I am. I tell you, we can't do nothing. I can't do nothing without him. And we need him, and we have to want him. We have to want him. We have to say, we can't miss out on our vital. This is a vital vitamin, vitamin G. People say, what's vitamin G? I've never heard of that vitamin God. We have to know we need him. We need to be putting him, taking that vitamin with us daily, putting him in us. Amen, family? I tell you, his word tells the love he has for all of us. I tell you, he loves us. He loves one another. He loves us all. John 15:12 tells us that too. But family, we have to be serving him through love, being obedient to his word, loving others, and praying for others. We have to be like family Nehemiah. I tell you, he focused his prayers on his people. He wasn't just praying for ourselves because sometimes we go to prayer. We cannot go to the prayer to the Lord because he already knows our needs, but we have to take the focus off of our prayers to God and pray for others. Because I thank God, that there's somebody, I know people out there are praying for me. Amen, family? We got to pray for others. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I pray for you and you pray for me. Hallelujah. And every day, family, every day, we should be working working to improve our relationship with the Father, intentionally seeking Him, seeking more of Him. And more is not enough. Just keep seeking. Be intentional. I tell you, be growing spiritually. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because whatever we put in, if we don't put nothing in, how do we expect to get something out? He said in His word, do not let my people perish for lack of knowledge. Everything we need to know on life's principles, from money to growing plants outdoors, is in His word. If we trust Him, if we believe every word of God is true, be intentional about this relationship, family. Amen. Family, I'm going to wrap up our intentional, being intentional, living and being intentional in our relationship with God. I'm going to wrap it up right now with two scriptures. I like to recite these to myself. But we can recite it to ourselves early morning, whatever you like, throughout the day also. Amen. First scripture is Psalms. It's 19:33-35. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight. Those words there, family. We have to just put those on our heart. Another scripture, family, I'm going to share with you before closing. Psalms 119:47-48. For I delight in your commands, because I love them. I reach out for your commands because I love them. These are some scriptures, family, that, you know, the whole Psalms, they lift you up. And this is the Lord speaking to our hearts. Let's be intentional about our relationship. Amen, family. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that this word was received well, not to hurt, not to judge, but to love. And Father, I pray that we all be intentional in our relationship with you to build us up for your kingdom, to do the work that you are calling us to do. In Jesus Christ's almighty name.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Boy, what a word tonight. What a word tonight. I'm going to be intentional in my prayer, in my worship, in my study, in my loving my neighbor, and celebrating you tonight. Thank you, woman of
yes.
God. You push me.
Oh, glory be to God. You know, Patsy, I got to be intentional. You know, I feel guilty if I can't get to him and get to that word in me, you know, because I tell you, I get so much revelation. I get so much joy in my heart every time I just open this word and just meditate. And you have taught me as my mentor to receive quality and take your time. But I thank you, man of God, that I can call you if I don't understand something that I have read and meditated on. I thank you, Pastor, and I love
Amen.
You for what all
Amen.
You do.
Well,
Amen.
Well, I'm just gonna let the listeners know. Her phone calls ain't as much as they used to be. She's doing it on her own. She's searching the word on her own. She's studying.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you, girl. If they only knew, woo,
glory,
the
Jerry, that's glory.
That was first introduced to P2P, what, 4 years ago?
Yes. I was just in the background listening. But you know, Pastor E, that's the spirit, you know. I have to give all that glory to God and the spirit because, you know, I'm not a person that speaks, like that. But that's glory to God. God uses all of us. He uses at His
right,
time
right.
and for His purpose. So I just praise Him all the time, and I just want to be able to share Him. But I gotta know Him so I can share Him more. Amen. I won't stop.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, brother.
Well, good job, woman of God. God bless you. You already prayed us out. I just wanted to give you a shout out. And,
amen.
And we love you.
Love you too. God bless.
You are full of mercy, grace, and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. Redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God. We worship you. We worship. and surrender. And choose to lose. And turn the other cheek. And walk the extra mile. And give and give and give and give again, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God.